Good morning, beloveds. Psalm 81, and we're just going to do verse 1. There's just so much life and light in this, just in this one verse.
Sing aloud to God, our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob.
Hallelujah. Just reading this, I just thought of this. It's, you know, it's sing aloud to the God, to God, our strength. So God has got to be our strength, you know, and when we think of God, our strength, we know it's not boasting about riches or position or how much natural strength. This is strength in God, and this strength in God is only found in faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. And then I was thinking about I know in last week we were speaking so much about the example of God taking the Jews out of Egypt, and we said he wasn't pleased with them. Yet there were many of them there that he was pleased with. Okay, not many. I can just think of Moses. I can think of Caleb, and I can think of Joshua. And then I think of them, where was their strength? Their strength was in a God that they were taking hold of. They were getting to know. They were getting to trust. They were obedient to. And so they were people of different spirit. They weren't looking around them. I think of Joshua and Caleb. You know, when you've got the other 10 other guys saying things differently, it can hinder your faith. It can cause you to doubt. But you see their strength and standing, because their strength was in a living God that is with them. And so that's the first thing. And so to have God as our strength, it's about faith. And then there's no faith if you haven't got time with God and you're not walking conscious of him. So that we see in Joshua, there's a scripture that talks about Moses would go into the place of meeting, and then the young man Joshua would be there, and he would stay there. He would stay in the presence of God. And so we need to know that faith comes from the presence of God, and that's where we can sing with joy. That's where the right joy comes from. So when you've got the right faith, you've got the right joy, because that's where you got your strength. And then what is this thinking? Sing to joy, sing to God your strength, because he's a God of Jacob. And so he's a God of changing lives. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 3:18, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we changed from one degree of glory into the next. So when God is your strength, he is your faith, and he's your joy, and he changes you. So that's what we partake of. And I was just so blessed. I think it was Friday night when Brother Gary sent us this word, Psalm 84, verse 5 to 8. It says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. So there we again, we see when someone's strength is the Lord, they're not their banking account, not their strength, not the world's strength, not looking to man. They are blessed, and their heart is set on pilgrimage. And if we think about pilgrimage is growing, moving on. Pilgrimage is moving on in the spirit. Pilgrimage is staying in the faith, amen, but going from faith to faith. God has always got a new thing. You are not tested beyond what you can handle, and he will show you the way of escape. So it's conscious of going on, and that can It needs to be in the spirit. We're always wanting to grow, go on, see more, know more. But it's also, you will be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. It's go where God tells you to go. You don't go because you made mistakes and you feel bad. You stay wherever you need to be until God tells you to go. But it's going. Pilgrimage is going with God, flowing with God. That's it. And then it tells you, it's not that you're not going to have bad squeezings and testings. It says, as they pass through the valley of Baca. The valley of Baca is the valley of weeping. It's you're getting tested and you weep, but you go weep by the Lord and he gives you. And they make it a spring. The rain also covers it in it with pools. You see, they make it a spring from weeping. God comes through, and then you see what he's saying, and then you're nourished by what he's saying, and you grow in what he's saying. And this is the word that the Lord woke me up while still at Al Petra. And this is a word, on this word, it was like the final many confirmations that I need to move on. And this was the word. So it was encouraging just to see it again and be reminded of this word. And then that it goes on to say, and they go from strength to strength, each one. Oops, I can't see. Okay, let's just stop there. And they go on from strength to strength, because we're talking about rejoicing in the Lord, because the Lord is our strength. It says each one will appear before God in Zion. Each one appears before God in the kingdom. So in the kingdom, we're just always just growing and going forward and appearing and seeing God more, better and better. Amen. So I trust you're blessed with that. And just know, you know, at this times we can't look at man. We can't look to ourselves. We've got to look to God. And looking to God is getting joy that comes from faith, that comes from drawing close to God, that comes from deciding to trust God, not man. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.